This goes to John or Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H. A N Daniels, D A N I E L S P A C, fax 989-828-6853 regarding Donald, middle initial L like Larry Brown, B R O W N, date of birth August 15th of 1950. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brown, who we see for hypertension, chronic edema, hypokalemia, and recent diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. His last visit was January 16th of this year. Since that time, he did obtain a new medical provider, yourself, and he has had some lab studies done. And he was found to have very high triglycerides as well as high blood sugar and A1C of 6.4. And uric acid level was also elevated. Several medications were changed at his office visit after his labs came back. Uloric was doubled from 40 milligram to 80 milligram daily. And he was started on fenofibrate and Zocor was stopped. Also, his Flonase, I'm sorry, his Flomax was decreased from 2 daily to 1 daily, and he was started on Proscar 0.5 milligram daily. For pain, he can use Voltaren cream. Zoloft is 100 milligram daily, and it was 200 daily. His Lasix is the same, 40 milligram twice a day. Metformin is new, 500 milligram twice a day. And for a severe chronic cough he had, he was started on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 microgram, one inhalation daily as needed for cough. That worked remarkably well. But he was very, very worried about so many medications and lots of new medications. And he's hoping that he will be able to get off some of them. He is feeling quite well. His weight is stable, actually 2 pounds down since his last visit, and he has felt healthy. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, although he feels like the urinary stream has decreased somewhat since his Flomax was decreased to 0.4 milligram once daily. And he's hoping that that will improve soon. And he denies cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine. No incontinence, although he does have nocturia 3 or 4 times per night. And the edema is chronic, and it's usually worse if he's unable to put his feet up during the day or rest. Physical examination, weight 256 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 74, pulse 82, and oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has 2+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 6th of 2023, and creatinine is improved at 0.9. That's one of the best levels he's had for us. Greater than 60 GFR. Albumin 4.9. Calcium is 10.0. Sodium 135. Potassium was mildly low, 3.4. And he does take metalazone on Monday and Thursday, and this lab was drawn Tuesday morning. So I believe the slightly low potassium level is because he had the lab drawn right after he had a dose of the metalazone. The previous two levels were 3.6 for potassium and 3.4. So he generally does run in the normal range, except for the days after the metalazone. And he is on potassium, 40 mil equivalent in the morning and 20 in the evening every day with the Lasix, with the metolazone. And the spironolactone is 50 milligram once daily for the potassium sparing effect. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension, which is well controlled on all of the current medications. Chronic edema with metolazone, Lasix, potassium supplement, and spironolactone. That is manageable. He is supposed to continue his fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours, and he states that he has been doing that. He also follows a low-salt diet and now a diabetic diet. He is wondering if he could have some diabetic diet education. That may also help him learn how to eat a more controlled diet in order to be able to get off the metformin if possible. And we will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.